I got my stapler, right? If you saw in the NRFI video, I was relegated to the basement, kicked down there. I still have my green screen because I brought that from home. So they can't take that. Like, they can't take my stapler. It's not red because I like my black staplers. Good here. It's served me well here at the Stochastic branch in Pennsylvania. And after my 0-3 NRFI performance, I thought my job was in jeopardy truly. So I held on to the two things that were most endearing to me, my stapler and my green screen. Shot at redemption, all right? I have an opportunity here, 5 bets in 5 minutes. Yeah, the video's a little longer, I get it, but we're going to give you 5 bets in 5 minutes, ask you to hit the thumbs up button. Hopefully I can keep my job here following that ridiculous 0-3 performance in baseball. But that's why we bet football here, because we like to win. So here's the thing. Thumbs up, subscribe. I'll tell you about what's happening at a premium insider access. I'll tell you about how to take advantage of some cool opportunities at BetMGM and DraftKings, where I'll show you our first play at the very least. So a reminder, thumbs up below, the subscribe button below, that bell below, right? You'll also see a link to DraftKings. I'll tell you how you can sign up there, turn $5 into $200 just by placing any moneyline bet. It has to win, but just by placing any moneyline bet. But let's jump in. 5 bets in 5 minutes. You know the drill. Start the clock. First bet, Jalen Hurts. We're going to go over 53.5 rushing yards. I don't know what's going on here, why this number is so low. As you see, top right, doesn't make any sense to me for a guy who has cleared that number in two straight games to see that low total for him on the ground. Look, Washington is awful stopping the run. They are one of the worst teams defensively stopping the run in the NFL. There isn't really much that they can do to slow Hurts down. They don't have a game plan that the previous two opponents didn't have that Washington is just going to create out of Ron Rivera's skull. It's not going to happen here, or anybody else's skull on the sidelines. It ain't going to happen. Nobody's going to pontificate a plan here. Hurts is the offense. He moves the football in the air or on the ground, and the Eagles are not going to ask him to stay in the pocket against a team that Hurts can carve. So, yep, first play is over 53.5 rushing yards. Next play is the Titans on the money line. We're getting a short dog here. I mean, what's happening? Plus 110 at home? I get it. The spread doesn't make any sense. That's fine. But still, plus money to beat a Raiders team that just gave up a 14-point lead at home, a Raiders team who's 0-2 straight up against the spread. And yeah, the Titans have lost. But look, nobody had the Giants being this good so far. And also, the Bills are really good. And we'll get to the Bills coming up in a second here. But the Titans, man, Mike Vrabel, 6-1 straight up, 5-1-1 against the spread off back-to-back losses. Whatever he's preaching, whatever he's putting out there is working. Guys are listening. Ryan Tannehill has a bunch of strong trends coming off a loss, returning home, being a home dog. Vegas, I'm sorry. I can't put my money on a team that just embarrassed themselves and lost in an absolutely gut-wrenching fashion. Speaking of which, the Dolphins on the right side of a gut-wrenching victory, if you will, or loss there, but ending, they're taking on a Bills team, and everybody's focused about the Bills defense. Well, who's out for Buffalo's defense and Tua and all the offensive explosion that Miami with Tyreek Hill can have? How about Buffalo? Hold on. Over 29.5 team total for a Bills team that has scored 30-plus points in 5 straight games against Miami. McDermott's 9-1 straight up, 7-2-1 against the spread in his last 10 against Miami and that defense. And what's been going on, ups and downs with Tua aside, let's focus on the Bills offense. Not down nearly as much as the defense, and everybody's focusing on what Tua can do. Even if Miami gets out, and even if Miami takes advantage of that, you still, by the way, have a Bills offense that's going to have to throw the football. And yeah, I don't like that at all, that anybody would fade the Bills offense in that spot. Next play here. This one is going to be out there a little bit, but follow me. Tom Brady, the thumb. We understand that there's going to be a problem with his throwing hand as well. This is a Bucs team that has two things going against its offense. They're down a couple of big play guys as far as the receivers are concerned. Their quarterback is also playing with a thumb injury. So that's one. Also, how about the other side of it? Their defense, their secondary, pretty damn good. So even with the health of the Packers' offensive line. And even with Aaron Rodgers, who is expected to have only one guy down, really, that he's throwing the football to. So Aaron Jones, and also, look, you could throw to Dylan. So you've got some weapons that you can throw to. The Bucs secondary is pretty good. Points is my point here, will be at a premium. Ryan Succop will get his opportunities. He's got 7 attempts. He had volume in the first game where he was asked to kick 5 times. So, yeah, I like Succop getting enough volume to give me 2 field goals at plus money. Last play here. Clock is winding down. Let me get to it. It's Saquon Barkley over 74.5 rushing yards in a game that's going to ask him and, to be fair, Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard to run the ball a lot. The best way the Giants can win this football game, the only way this Giants team can win this football game against Dallas, who's figured things out without Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush in, the only way the Giants can do this is to keep the football out of Daniel Jones' hands as much as humanly possible. Jones is still a turnover waiting to happen. And on top of that, the Giants 1-8 against the spread, coming off back-to-back wins. Something is coming off. The wheels are coming off. Something is breaking down. Something is going to happen. And Brian Daboll is smart enough to recognize that if he puts the ball in Barkley's hands, he's got a far better chance of this thing hitting than asking Daniel Jones to win that sucker. Woo! 5 bets in 5 minutes. Told you we'd get through it. All right, let's run it back. Jalen Hurts, over 53.5 rushing yards. The Titans winning this game outright. Touchdown, Titans! If you know Mike Keith down there. Plus 110. Over 29.5 points for the Bills. A lot of touchdown Bills calls for that one. I can't do that enough. Over 1.5 field goals made. Ryan Succop in the house. And expect a lot of action for Succop. Over 74.5 rushing yards for Saquon. It's going to be some magic on the ground, and Saquon's going to do it. Those are your 5 plays, 5 bets in 5 minutes. Now, let me tell you about what's going on below here at DraftKings. We just gave you all of that information on DraftKings. There's another opportunity, a separate opportunity for you at BetMGM. Where you are on DraftKings, a new sign up, get on over there. And then when you deposit $5 at least, but put in whatever you like, that's fine. When you make your first deposit, your $5 bet, your first bet has to be a $5 wager on any money line in the NFL. And that money line team has to hit, that play has to hit. So whatever play on the money line you're putting on a team, it can't be some wild dog thinking like, oh, well, win or lose. And let me bring you right back to DK and I'll show you here exactly what I mean. Because you can't take a dog and expect for something to happen there. Take one of the heavy favorites, the Chiefs at minus 230 or the Bengals at minus 250. Take one of those games. Take one of those favorites. A $5 bet once the Bengals win, once the Chiefs win, turns into $200. And you don't have to worry about some major upset, even if shit happens, because all you've really lost here is $5. It's worth the risk from $5 to $200. Last thing, I want to show you this. It's an exchange, interaction, I guess, if I was going to combine the two words. Happened on the Premium Insider Access, giving out a live play, Phillies minus 102. A couple of nights ago where they were down and turned that around into a victory. That's not something I can do here. I show you this because this is not something that any one of us on the Premium Insider Access able to do. We can't create a live video and tell you, yeah, jump in now and then be gone. But we can give you the access. We can give you the conversation. We can give you the sense of community. And we can give you picks. All of that wrapped into one, and that's the Premium Insider Access. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of the 5 and 5. Have a fantastic weekend. Recognize here that all we're asking for you in return is a thumbs up, is to subscribe. We are the fastest growing sports betting community on YouTube. My goodness. Absolutely love it. By the way, if you're looking for a bet on the way out, Carson Wentz over 238.5 passing yards, Washington +4.5 first half, over 23.5 first half total in Washington. You're welcome. Let's cash these tickets.